Welcome to another FreePod Timbuktu interview focusing on the people and places that make Freeport even better. I'm Becky Connors, and today I am here with my friend Alex Jansen, who is the Fine Arts Technical Director at Highland Community College. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We're glad to have you here. First of all, could you tell our listeners what is a Fine Arts Technical Director?
Sure. I have kind of a unique role at Highland. So I'm split between the Fine Arts area, so doing art, graphic design, as well as the theater. So I kind of do both sides of that. So that's why my name is the Fine Arts Technical Director. I help out with the galleries, but the primary function of my job is working in the theater. So,
all right. So when people go see a play or a concert or anything like that, you're in charge of the lights and the set and the sound and all that stuff.
Yep. I'm in charge of all of that. So I design the sets for all of our shows. And then, yeah, like you said, for all of our concerts, setting up all the equipment and arranging all of the pieces and getting people. That's the big part, getting people in those places to do the jobs.
So. And you have students who work with you, right?
I sure do. Yep. So I have a group of about 4 student workers, and then the rest are generally volunteers or students looking to learn those specific areas. So in lighting, sound, stage management, those are kind of the areas where we focus on training students so that they can get those skills and go out into the real world.
All right. And speaking of sounds, if you hear some random sounds in the background, it's my adorable grandson who is almost 3 months old, and he's sitting here watching us and listening to every word Alex says. All right. So I happen to know, because I've known you your entire life, that you got into technical theater because of your dad, one of my oldest and dearest friends in the world, Mark Jansen. And just a little side note, for his memorial service a few years ago, you guys asked me to make up a list of shows we'd done together. And Mark and I did more than 30 shows together. And we started in high school because he was the tech director of shows even when he was a high school student at Dakota High School. And he learned his craft then and did so many things. And I know you and your sister Chloe started coming to the theater when you were how old?
I think the first recorded time was when I was about 9 years old. And I think it was around that time that I was safe to climb a ladder. And so from then on, every Saturday was spent in the theater working, doing the lights. So yeah, it was, sure. I think about when I could hold a drill and climb a ladder was when I started.
So. Yes. And I know as a student at Freeport High School, you were doing all that stuff. You and your sister, Chloe, from stage manager to lighting guru to everything in between.
Yep. And then about the time that I hit junior year of high school is when Elwin Webb, who was out at Highland, started calling me in and saying, hey, can you come out, help out at Highland? And so I started probably around 2012, I would say, is when I kind of started working out at Highland as a student, even in high school. Oh. And then all the way up until I think my last show as a student was 2017 and then came back. So,
So how long have you been the Fine Arts Technical Director?
My first summer would have been, I started in July of 2019, would have been my first summer. Okay. So right after Titanic is when I started full time.
All right. So you've done quite a few shows.
I have. Yep.
Yeah. Do you have a particular favorite either as tech director there, but at any theater in your experience in your whole life? Do you have a favorite show or a favorite memory or anything like that you can share with us?
My favorite show was probably Titanic. That would have been the last show I did with my dad. And that was just a year that I got to focus on lighting. And that's probably one of the shows I'm the most proud of for lighting design.
Excellent. So, excellent. I know you do a great job with lighting design.
I try.
Yeah. And that's one of the same reasons that Mary Poppins is one of my favorite shows, that's because that was the last big show that I did with your dad, too. So the big show on the horizon at Highland for this summer is Cinderella.
Yes.
So tell us all about it.
Yeah. So this summer is actually going to mark our 50th anniversary of Somerset. So we've been doing 50 years of it. Now there's a few years with COVID where we're slightly off our schedule. So if you do the math from 1974 to here, doesn't really work out, but it's because we had to miss a couple of years there, but everybody did. But yeah, so we're doing Cinderella. It is a huge show. We have a massive cast. I think last time we counted, there's about 33 people in the cast.
Wow.
Tech is getting close to about 12, and I think we'll probably get to close to 18 for just tech. A lot of great community involvement. We've got people doing projection. We've got people doing sound. It's just a really fantastic community event where we can bring in all areas of people's expertise and anything that they want to learn. We also bring them in and say, hey, this is a great opportunity. We're the community college. We want to provide a community education resource that says, hey, if you've ever been slightly interested, we want you to be here. We want you to learn.
So. Yeah. And it's really important to remember that anybody who wants to get involved in theater, you don't have to be on stage to be involved in theater. Yep. There are lots of important and really fun jobs. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, your dad taught me to do sound one time at Winnishek, and it was fun. I was challenged. I was actually more nervous doing sound than I was when I was on stage. Mm-hmm.
I have an actor who's one of my students who he loves being on stage, but he also really wants to do lights. And every time he gets behind the board, he's terrified. I'm like, you're out on stage in front of everyone. I don't know why you're, it's just the pressure of hitting the button at the right time and the right cue. Oh, sure.
To each his own. Everyone has a different, we all march to our own drummers there.
Exactly.
All right. So what are the dates for Cinderella?
Cinderella is going to be the last two weekends in June. So we're going to open, I believe that is the 20th. So we're going to do a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. So, and then the following weekend, we'll be doing a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday.
Okay. And are the Sundays matinees?
They are matinees. Yeah. We have found that a lot of people prefer those matinees.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people don't like to drive at night, and that's totally fine. And so we want to provide those extra days for people to come during the afternoons and not have to drive at night. So we're happy to provide those. So.
All right. So 50 years of Somerset. That is a pretty impressive history, isn't it?
It is. Yep. So we've been going through all of our paperwork, all of our photos. Thankfully, that we've kept a really good log of a lot of stuff. And 25 years ago, Linda, who used to do our costumes, she put together a whole booklet for us that has a lot of information. So we've kind of been basing that off of that. Because before some of that wasn't digitized, everything beyond that we have good digital copies of. But we've been going through that and some fantastic photos and videos and all kinds of stuff. And a lot of photos of Tim as well.
He was Wilbur the Pig and Charlotte's Web and all sorts of other characters.
I go through all of them like, I think that's Tim. Well, there's Tim. Yep.
So. Yeah, he was on the stage a lot there.
He sure was.
Well, I remember as a student at Dakota High School, we would come in to see shows at Highlands, especially Somerset. And some of the people who came out of those earlier years especially have really gone on to bigger and very impressive theater things. Brian Robert Monty is one I can think of who performs frequently at American Players Theater and in theaters in Milwaukee. Somerset has I think been a great boon for this community.
It certainly has. And again, like going back to if you've ever had any kind of interest, this is the great opportunity to get anybody involved. And you never know what talents you have until you try it out. And you never know what you're going to love until you give it a chance. So I think it's always great to see somebody who's like kind of shy and they don't know. They just want to dip their toes in. Uh-huh. And the second they do that, they're like, oh, this is fantastic. This is a lot of fun.
Why haven't I been doing
exactly.
this?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, all right. That's great. All right. Well, thank you, Alex. So everybody out there listening, make sure you go see Cinderella in the last two weekends of June out at Highland Community College. And thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great time.